News and Talk 1380. WAOK, the voice of the community. Slaughter up in here. I got my baby girl.
What's going on?
Mariah Slaughter. Up in here with me this morning. We're talking about millennial young ladies and how y'all moving around in the world. Mariah, so one of the things that we were talking about and that I wanted to bring from out of the shadows into the light. We're talking about the ways that you can bridge the generational gap between older black women and millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some ideas that we were discussing offline.
Yes, I think it has to start in institutional spaces. Church is a foundational place for community, for relationship, for the transfer of different energies, spirits, things of that nature.
As well as information.
Yeah, and information.
And ethics.
Ethics,
you know?
Yeah.
Because, at our church, I would imagine that any young woman that is around, they see sisters working,
mm-hmm.
doing stuff, making things happen,
right.
Seeing about people, seeing about the community, and
right.
you can pick up that kind of spirit.
Exactly.
From the older sisters. Okay, that's one.
School. I know I take a class called Violence Against Women where Dr. Cynthia Neal Spence is the teacher, and she actually went to Spelman, and she's class of like 78. So having women, you know, educators wanting to dump back into younger women and having that open dialogue and having space for that transfer of information on a more sophisticated and intelligent level is also great. But we need even the hair salon spaces, more communal spaces like that, to have the little gossip, the little pieces and nuggets of advice that you only get.
You're going up in the hair play.
For sure.
That's the other thing about millennials. Millennials in this hair and need nails and stuff. But, you know how daddy, you don't listen to daddy.
I pay thing. For it, so. I mean, hey, that's what that is.
That's what that is.
But if I ask you for it, then we could talk about it. Mm-hmm. You get whatever hairstyle you want, whatever kind of nails you want. But I pay for it. So that's that. But just having the community.
See how did she shade me out, you know, like that? Mm-hmm. It's ugly. I got some calls on the line. Let me introduce some of these gentlemen into the conversation. Big Uncle Sultan, I see you. Come on in.
Good morning, Dr. Slaughter.
Good morning,
family,
sir.
And your daughter, Mariah. I'd like to congratulations, Mariah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just have three questions. One is, you alluded to the liberation of the millennials, the female millennials.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you, what do you think, what is that liberation? What has caused that liberation? And lastly, my question to you is, do you think that this aggression towards this aggression that is being exhibited in the young men and women today is natural? And how is it impacting the relationship between men and women, young men and women?
Good question. Thank you, Big Uncle. Okay, your response.
All right, so liberation is freedom in all spaces to me. That's what liberation is.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom, feeling free to be self, right? In all spaces that you acquire. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's liberation. Now, what was the next question? What's the cause? Oh, the cause. So I think it's our mothers. To be honest, I think it's our mothers. I think things change. Each generation is the result of the need that the generation before them, you know what I'm saying, what they're trying to resolve, what they had issues with, they kind of try to get it right with their children and teaching their children what to do, so things like that. So now women are at the point, well, we're done with that, and they kind of told their daughters, like, well, you need to stand up for yourself, you need to stick up, you need to make sure
you can take care of yourself.
Right, you can take care of yourself. Yeah, you don't need other people. Not forget a man. You don't need other people. You should need to have a sense of autonomy for yourself. Have your own money. And it's just because of the different pains that women have went through up until this point now and what they're still going through, but we're just kind of slowly washing that away, really. And that's what's going on for that. What was the another relationship with the aggression?
We said, yeah, aggression and how is it impacting relationships between men and women in your age bracket?
I don't know. I don't know really. That's because I really don't know. I move so different, I think, than other millennials in my, you know, other women in my generation. I think for myself, I don't really know how that works. Now, I know that somebody commented, you know, everybody thinking about this generation going to be the Mary Janes and the Olivia Popes and the How to Get Away with Word, Eliza, what her name is, Keaton.
I guess the basic question under that is I think you answered it a little bit earlier when you say men are always going to want women.
Right.
You know, but
then we're just going to have to.
But there are women who do not have men.
Right.
Though.
Right.
You know, so.
It doesn't mean that men did not want them. It happens to be choice. That could, now women also, that's the new thing too, choice and decisions and for yourself as a woman. Those things are new too. That's a new concept in itself to have a choice, right? Mm-hmm. So women might not be wanting to choose. We want better. We want what's perfect, quote unquote. We want what we really want, and we're going to pass on those things that don't really align with what we... I remember the Chili had that show, What Chili Wants, whatever, after... Yeah, she had a whole list of standards, and that's the other part. Women have standards now, and we have to cross off every check. It doesn't matter. You just don't make the cut if you mix that one box. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But that ain't real, Mariah.
I mean, it is. That was a whole... Nobody's perfect, but yeah. You got to get close to it.
And who's going to check off every box? What sister check off? You know, can you check off every box? Almost, and this sounds like at the church on Sunday, don't it, around the island at home when we start going back and forth about stuff. Yeah.
But, I mean, who is – right, but we're going to get close enough to – and then those – the ones you can't rebuild together, we fix those, we compromise on those, but the damage – I feel like the damage has been done so – and it's made such an impressionable mark that you got to get close to perfect at this point. And if not, you just really crossed off the list because women we have jobs, like education. We know better than just to wait for a man. So if you're not coming with it, then I'll see you later because that's still money to be made. It's still bills to be paid, still children to be taken care of, still families to be taken care of. It's still the world to change, whether the man's by my side or not. So, let's get it. Women, step it up. We got it. Maybe it's the Spellman talking. I don't know. I come from a place, the Mecca, really, where women are just doing everything to the T. So that's just my environment. Come visit. Hey, come visit. Because that's what we're getting over there.
Okay, A-Town's finest. Mariah Slaughter.
Come visit Spellman College.